ఆనందమయ అభ్యాస. గోపాల్ కృష్ణ, హౌ యు ఆర్ ఫీలింగ్? హౌ డు యు సీ దిస్ టెంపుల్? హరే కృష్ణ. తదేజతి తన్నైజతి తద్భూరే తద్అంతికే తద్అంతరస్య సర్వస్య తదూ సర్వశాస బాహ్యతః భూతాని ఆత్మన్నేవానుపస్సతి సర్వభూతేషు చాత్మానం తతో న విజుగుప్సతి. భూతాని ఆత్మానేవాభూద్విజానతః తత్ర కో మోహ కః శోక ఏకత్వం అనుపశ్యతః. స ప్రజగాత్ శుక్రం మకాయమబ్రణ మస్నాభిరం శుద్ధం పాపవిధ్యం కవీర్మనీషీ పరిభూశాంభూ యథాపథోక్తార్థ్యాన్ వదధాచ్ఛాస్వతి పస్సమాభ్య. అంధం తమ ప్రవిశంతి జీ విద్యాముపాసతి తతో భూయ తమోజౌ విద్యాయాం రతః. అన్యాన్ ఆహూద విద్యయా ఇతి సుష్మా ధీరాణాం జీన సద్విచచక్షితి. So after this verse we have learned. Next. Vidyāṁ ca vidyāṁ ca jastat vidu bhayaṁ saha avidyā mṛtyuṁ tīrta vidyā mṛtamasnate. విద్యాం చ విద్యాం చ జస్తత్ విదూభయం సహ అవిద్యయా మృతం తీర్తా విద్యా మృతమస్నుతి. విద్యాం చ విద్యాం చ జస్ భయం సహ అవిద్యయా మృతం. విద్యాం చ విద్యాం చ జస్తత్ విదూభయం సహ అవిద్యయా మృతం తీర్తా విద్యా మృతమస్మృతి. విదూభయం సహ అవిద్యయా మృతం తీర్తా vidyam mritamasmriti vidyam cha vidyam cha jastat vidu bhayam saha avidya mrityam titya vidya mritamasmriti vidya amritam asmriti. They, when they are compounded, they are called vidya amritamasmriti. So you read as the English translation. Vidyam cha vidyam cha jas tad vidu bhayam saha avidya amritam tirta vidyamritamasmriti vidyam cha vidyam cha jas tad bidu bhayam saha avidya amritam tirta vidya amritam asmriti. Only one who can learn the process of Nisan and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessings of immortality. So, we have to learn. Knowledge means just like darkness and light. If we know this is darkness and this is light, that is perfect knowledge. If we simply know darkness, or if we simply know light, that is not perfect. So, the living entity is called tatastha shakti, marginal. There are two sides. One is darkness, one is light. And the living entity is marginal potency, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. There are three prakritis, para, apara, two prakritis practically, but the living entities belong to the superior energy, but because it is prone to fall down to the inferior energy, it is called marginal. So there are two sides, just like the seesaw. Immediately land, immediately water, side by side. On the land you are safe. As soon as you are in the water, unsafe. So you are on the margin. Just like I was walking on the beach, so I was very careful so that the water may not come and wet my shoes. So we are a little bit careful. But side by side there is. So one should have perfect knowledge that this is water, this is land. Because water means if you fall into the water, you are dead. And if you stand on the land, you are secure. Therefore, here it is said, vidya vidyāṃca jastad vidu bhayaṃ saha. One should know what is my secure place and what is my unsecured place. Because I am prone, I am not God. I am little, a spark. God has no such fear, either this land or this water. He is controller of everything. But so far I am concerned, I am teeny, although I am part and parcel of God, I am teeny. Therefore I must know what is my secure place and what is my unsecure place. The unsecure place is Krishna, and unsecure place is Maya. So if you know what is Maya and what is Krishna, this knowledge, if there is perfect knowledge, then avidya mittin tritya vidya, I am in the nescience Maya now, where is death, repeated birth and death. So if I become conversant what is Krishna, then I become transcendental to this birth and death. Mittung tika vidya amritam asnate. Amritam means eternal life. We are eternal by nature. As God is eternal, we are also eternal living entities. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Najayate namriyate va. These living entities, actually, they do not take birth or do not die. The birth and death is just like changing of this dress. Just now in this dress, next moment I'll take out all this dress, I become naked body. So, birth and death, which we call birth and death, death means sleeping. Death is taking place every day, every night. When we sleep, that is death. But because the duration life continues, therefore we again come to consciousness and take up this body in the morning. But that sleeping is also death. Sometimes one man dies, appears to be sleeping for 7 days, and all of a sudden it is seen that coma, it is called coma, and no more breathing. So death means sleeping of this body. As soon as this body becomes old enough, useless, somehow or other, then the soul does not come back again to this body, he accepts another body, just like changing dress. So actually, if you take sleep as death, but death, that is all, as sleep is temporary, few hours. Similarly, this death means sleeping for few months, that's all. 7 months, right, or 10 months. Actually 7 months. The child in the womb of the mother sleeps unconsciously. And when the body is made up, he has got his hands, legs, eyes, everything manufactured. Then consciousness comes back. And that time the child moves and desires to come out. Praise one who is advanced in his previous life. He understands, so I am again put into this condition. I did not utilize my life for Krishna consciousness, therefore I am again put into this condition. It is very risky. Don't try to go again into the womb of the mother. It is very, I mean, it's a distressful factor. We all forget this. Sometimes the child is killed by the modern civilization. The most sinful child does not see the light. It is being killed from one womb to another womb. You see, it's wonderful. Those who are killing this, using these pills, they will be put into that womb and they will never see light. And from womb to womb they will be transferred. Horrible lie. Ghostly lie. So, these are mere science. People do not know. And they are advancing. I am civilized. What nonsense civilization you have got? Try to understand this Vedic knowledge. Then your life will be successful. Otherwise, if you remain in the darkness, then this human form, and this human form of life is important. Why? This book is meant for the human being, not for the cats and dogs and animals. This is Upanishad, this Vedic knowledge, this Krishna consciousness movement, it is meant for human being. So if we do not take advantage of this knowledge and keep ourselves into darkness of animal life, then you are doomed. Thank you.
Okay.